Okay, we're continuing in the Shari Tshuva. We're on Os Mem Zayin, and the Feldheim text, we're on page 62 and 63. Ikar Hashiva Asor, the 17th principle. These last few go fairly quickly. Ha'ikar Hashiva Asor, the 17th principle, Lirdov Pa'ula Sachesev Ve'emes, to run after activities of kindness and truth. To do activities that will proclaim God's truth. Ke'inyin Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Bechesed Ve'emes Yechupar Ovon, with kindness and with truth, sin is forgiven. V'yiras Hashem sur meira, and with a fear of Hashem that will compel the person to stay away from evil. V'tahis b'nein b'sod ha'mikra zeh. Let's reflect on the secret message of this pasuk. It seems to say that with chesed and emes, sin is forgiven. That's pretty hard to understand. Ke'amnam im hachote lo shov al Hashem lo yichaper ovam b'fol ha'chesed. Isn't it true that when a person sins and doesn't return to Hashem, his sin will not be forgiven with an activity of kindness? Kemo shenemar, as it says in Devarim, asher lo yiso panim, v'lo yikach shochad. Hashem does not take bribery. He doesn't play favorites. You know, if you did not aver, you have to do tshuva. You can't pay God off with tshuva. Here, I'll give $10 million to tzedakah, and now my sin is forgiven. And the rabbis explain, God doesn't take the shochet of a mitzvah to forgive and ignore averos. It seems I'm doing a mitzvah of chesed and emes, and that will forgive my sin. It doesn't seem to fit. Also the rabbis say, anyone who says that God overlooks anything, his life is overlooked. But rather, avol marech apayim, but rather he is long, slow to anger. But eventually, v'im lo yishma, if you don't listen to Hashem, yamod pulasam alchekim, you're gonna get punished. So what's going on? So it seems to say that you could do chesed and emes and the sin is forgiven. You have to do tshuva. So what is Shlomo Melech saying over here? So truly we have to say that which Shlomo Melech says, that with kindness and truth sin is forgiven, it is speaking al bal ha-tshuva diber. It is speaking on the person who has already done tshuva. Wait a minute, if he's already done tshuva, then his sin is forgiven. No, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Ki yesh averes sha-tshuva yom kippurim tolin v'yisur memarkim. There are certain averas that tshuva and Yom Kippur only can suspend the sin, but suffering has to root it out, has to clean it out. Kasher yisbar b'sharavi, like will be explained in the fourth gate. There are certain averas that tshuva alone does not help, and there has to be a tremendous amount of suffering that accompanies the avera to make sure that the avera is totally cleaned out of the system. That's how deep the effects of certain averas are, that he explains in the fourth gate. He explains which averas caused that to happen. So therefore, it has to be a certain degree of suffering. So, v'hinei chesed yogein ba'ad hachote. So it'll come out that the kindness will be a shield for the sinner who's done tshuva. V'yishmer lo min yisurim, and will save him. And will protect him from the suffering. Bishagam hatzel yatzil malavus. Just like the shadows one from death. Meaning to say, ukamosha kosov, as the pasuk says, utstaka tatzil malavus. That an act of kindness can save a person from death. And what is that talking about? V'od yeshavon, and there's other averos, v'huavon chil Hashem, there's aver of desecrating God's name. Shat shuva v'yisurim tolim, that shuva and suffering, even that doesn't clean things out. things are still in suspension. Umisa memarakas, and death cleans it out. Kemoshin emers, it says, imuchupar avanazel lachem atmusin, if the sin will be forgiven until you die. So, we see that, there's all, tshuva alone, many times, does not take care of the entire issue. So therefore, when the pasuk says, with chesed and emes, yechupar avon, these are extra in addition and above and beyond the tshuva that the person has been doing. So if a person really makes efforts to support the truth, and to help after it, and to arouse its words, to awaken its words of truth, and the light of the truth is shined to the eyes of his fellow Jews. Next page. And it strengthens the people of truth and raises their heads. And the groups of lying, the liars have been lowered. Until they reach the dust. This is the ways of Kiddush Hashem. Vahod v'hador li'imraso v'avodoso ba'olam, bringing beauty and glory in the world that God created. Ve'oz v'tiferes b'mikdash toraso, and with strength and glory to Torah in the world, to all the realms of Torah in the world. Al kein therefore b'harbos pu'ulav l'kadish Hashem, therefore when a person increases his actions to sanctify God's name, l'orer ha'emes, and to arouse the truth, l'hochinoso l'sado, to prepare it and to support it. So what will happen is, v'nislach lo me'avon achilul ima tshuva besuma emes lumas hashmas achilul. So he'll be forgiven for the sin of chilul Hashem with the tshuva and the placing of the truth, as opposed to the crime of the chilul, the chilul Hashem that he did. U'midas tshuvaso negad midas mishuvaso. And the intensity of his tshuva is juxtaposed to the intensity of the sin that he did. This is explanation of and kindness and truth, sin is forgiven. So let's explain a little bit what he's talking about. So Maral explains, in terms of the acts of chesed, of how the acts of chesed become a cleansing process instead of the painful cleansing process that is necessary. So let's understand why we need the painful cleansing process. Why do we need to have such a painful cleansing process? So there are certain averos that really are a result of the person's total connection to the physical realms of existence. We know, does a person, the key question in life is, does a person identify with his body or does identify with his soul? And when a person identifies with his body, that means he believes in the physical pleasures of life. That's what his life is all about. And there are certain averes, more so than others, that reflect the person's connection to the dictates of the body. And he's so connected to what the body says, it's so chashuv in his eyes, what the body wants, and that he listens to what the body wants. So that is part of the problem of the sinning that he does against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the body is supreme. So aside from the tshuva, you still think the body runs the show. And therefore what Hashem has to do is Hashem has to cause great suffering to the body. And when there's less body and there's less for you to identify with that body, part of the tshuva process is to no longer identify with the body as running the show. And the only way a person can finally come to that realization is through the pain that racks through his body. And that can't be something that you identify with. This is my whole life, and look, it's crumbling in front of my eyes. So that has to be something that you stop to identify with. That's part of the tshuva process. It's not enough. All the steps that we've written is not enough if you still, at the end of the day, identify with your body. Back to the same fight every day. So that's terrible. So Shlomo Melech says there's a way to get around that suffering with a different kind of suffering to a certain extent, or better yet, with a different identification. So by the fact that a person trains himself to do acts of kindness, so what does that mean? It means that his ties to his possessions, right, are for a higher purpose, they're for a higher goal. The chesed, the emes, you're doing chesed, you're doing kindness. Kindness usually involves a certain degree of discomfort for the body. Because if it would be so easy to do it, people would do it much easier, much quicker. You know, go out of your way and give someone a ride somewhere for no ulterior motive. So that cramps the body. Right? Your body, your possessions, giving tzedakah, same thing. So if you can take your possessions and give it to others, and it doesn't disturb you, it really means that your entire association to the materialistic world is a much more pure one. It's of a finer nature, because he can have it and is dealing with it for a higher purpose, for a higher goal. And that is the cleaning process. That's the cleaning process. For a person to be involved in the physical and to be able to elevate it for a higher purpose, it ultimately represents one's purification to one's connection to the materialistic world. The proof being I can separate from it for a higher goal. So an act of chesed is that you are buying off pain. Why? Because what's happening is that the person is purifying his materialistic ties and is introducing them to a higher sense of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the zichuch hachomer. That's the purification of the gross materialism, which is the foundation for many sins to begin with. So this act of kindness is ultimately purifying the person from the source of the sin, which it evolved from in the first place. So it's an interesting concept Rabbeinu Yonah is bringing out over here in this 17th principle. How a person can dedicate his life in a certain way, and that dedication in his life becomes his cleansing process. And, you know, and it can be very painful too. Sometimes in the beginning stages for the person to do these acts of kindness when he's not accustomed to doing acts of kindness, it's very painful to one's body. And that's, so you're just substituting one pain for another pain. Which is, it's fine. It's the same pain. It's the same putting down that sense of the importance of the body. So there's no gimmicks over here, but it's just a very reasonable system in which you got to be disassociated from the body. The simple way is, I'll just give you lots of pain. I'll give you lots of pain, and there's less of the physical to focus on, less of it to aspire towards. So that will sever your connection to the physicality. Or you can do it yourself. And it's always better to do things yourself than to have Hashem make that happen. And similarly, that's the chesed, and then the MS is to that next level of Kiddush Hashem. When you make a chilul Hashem means you're acting as if there's no God in this world, which is one of the worst things a person can do. The MS, promoting the MS, we're talking about God's MS, is bringing Hashem back into the world. And usually promoting MS is a very unpopular cause and will cause you much grief as well, trying to promote that MS. But you're bringing about a new Kiddush Hashem. So you're undoing the effects of what you've done. So that's how the Chesed and the MS, the Chesed takes care of the Yisurim, and the MS takes away from the death. And we know the word MS has the word mace in it. Death, with an aleph in front of it. An aleph stands for Hashem. So if the real MS is Hashem in front of the death. Because really Hashem is the one who brings death. So if I put the aleph in front of it, I don't have to die. And quite often, for a person to admit the truth and promote the truth, more people would rather die than live with the truth. So if you're living with the truth, it'll kill you, in a certain sense. And Hashem says, that's fine. That's what I wanted, because you really, when you don't believe that, you act as if there's no God in this world, the only way to get you to know there's a God in this world is when I take your life away. Because then you understand, you're confronted with you and God only, and there's no games anymore. You're in the realm where there is only God. So that's why you have to die. But if you can understand that you're in the realm of God before you die, then that God has no reason to take you away. There's no reason to take you away. That's how the chesed takes care of the yisurim, and the MS takes care of the death. Yes?
Is it correct to assume that the body is the source of all sins?
Listen, that's true, but the question is, certain averis show a greater connection to the body, and you're showing how the body is ruling to a great extent, and to that extent, the body then has to suffer. There's certain things that the body is not ruling. It's not ruling. Okay, it influenced, and there's other factors, but you don't do an essay. Not doing an essay does not require a person to suffer. For example, you didn't do a positive mitzvah. It's not so much that the body rules, is that you didn't get the neshama activated enough. So you don't have to suffer. There's certain averis that don't show that the body has ruled to such an extent.
Unless it's because the body is lazy and doesn't want to do it.
Okay, suffering isn't gonna make it any less lazy. Right? Usually
like
the body has been active, has actively engaged. When you transgress a negative commandment, you've done something you shouldn't have done, the body is actively engaged, and that shows a greater strength. It's a greater strength of the body. So to that extent, the body has to be minimized. Okay? Let's move on. We'll try to finish this today, or we're gonna have trouble starting a new topic next Friday. Mem Ches, Ha'ikra Shmona Asra, the 18th principle. His sin should always be before him. That it's fitting that a person who sinned should remember his averas constantly. Should never forget until the end of time. And from his heart it should not be grabbed away until he leaves the world. He should literally remember these averas till the day he dies. Kenyan Shanemar, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ki Pishoai Ani Eida, I know my sin, says King David. V'chatosi negdi somit, and my sin is always before me. V'ikra Zeh Yisbar Bishar, it's a typo, Bishar Ravi. And this principle will be explained more in the fourth gate. So, interesting. Why is this principle so significant? And you see, we mentioned last Shabbos in the alternative class on Shabbos, you recall. Why did Hashem, one of the opinions that the kosnos, or the garment of skin that Hashem made for Adam and Chava, one opinion says was the skin of the snake. It's the sin of the snake. So why did Hashem give them the skin of the snake? So that way they'll always remember their Aveira. Because it was the snake that convinced them to do the Avera. So he garmented them in a snake skin outfit, which would remind them of that Avera. And we brought from the Shaloha Kodesh that said that the first two times the word kutonos or kosnos is mentioned is with the garments of Adam and Chava, and then the garment that Yaakov made for Yosef. It's kosnos, same word, kosnos, kosnos. So the Shaloh suggests that it's the very same garment which Hashem garmented Adam with is the same garment that Yaakov garmented Yosef with. Very same garment. So why does Hashem garment him with the same thing? The answer is, because you'll notice that when did Yaakov give Yosef the garment? After he spoke Lashon Hara against his brothers. So Yaakov is giving Yosef a garment to say, remember where the source of Lashon Hara comes from. It comes from the snake. So he gives him the garment to keep remembering. Although it's a special garment and an honorable garment, as the Mefarshim explained, but you have to remember that you got to stop talking Lashon Hara. So you see much application to this. Now, of course, many people would say, wait a minute, the person's going to become neurotic now. He's always going to be living with his avera. So, of course, it has to be exercised with a certain degree of caution. But there's two main reasons why this principle is significant to keep remembering your averus. Number one, it's always the little spice that keeps you humble. Right? If I don't get it out of my memory entirely, and it's always there, somewhere there, it's always a factor to keep you humble. Now, again, you gotta keep it in balance. You can't be neurotic about it, always think about it, but it's there. You remember, I used to do those things. Okay, that doesn't mean I'm gonna do it now, but you know what? I shouldn't be such a big balgaifa. It's part of my, resume. And since it's part of my resume, you know, it's okay, I'm not gonna do it again. But next time I decide to think how much better I am than everybody else, I'll just remember that. And it'll keep me in check. So that's always good. And number two, there's always the possibility if the Yetzer Hara will come back to get you, he's gonna get you back in an area that you've fallen once before. You know, like the old football injury, you know, where you've had a sustained injury once, it's more liable that that same spot will get injured again. So that's a weak point. So if you keep remembering that weak point, so the HR usually will get you at the weak points that you're forgetting how weak they are. Person forgot how tender his right knee is and put too much weight on it and then broke again. If a person remembers my right knee is weak, I'm going to make sure not to put too much weight on it. I'll bandage it. I'll support it. So the same thing, if you know that you sinned in a certain area, so if you're more aware of it, it'll keep you away from doing that avera again. Okay, so that's the 18th principle. Moving on to 19, memtes. So ikar hatisha asor, the 19th principle. Azivas cheto v'izdamin lo v'hu betokev tavoso. Leaving a sin when it comes to you, the very sin you did before, and now it comes to you and you leave it and you're at the same strength and the same power of your desire to want to do it. And this is based on what the rabbis have told us. Ezel bal tshuva. What is a bal tshuva? Asher tshuvas magas ad kisei kavod. That is, tshuva reaches the throne of glory. What's the ultimately correct, proper tshuva? So the answer is, kasher nivchan v'yatza naki ba'osa perik ba'osa makam ba'osa isha. When a person is tested and comes clean in the very same situation in life, in the same type of test, the same place, and with the same woman. Ritzon alomer, meaning to say, kiz damen achet liyado, the opportunity for sin comes to him again, betokev yitzro, and he has the same strength of his yitzro hara, v'ono bishrire vitno ka'esa rishona, and the strength inside of him is as strong as it was the first time, asher chato, when he sinned. And he has the same opportunity exactly, and he doesn't do it. Why? Bekovash Yitzro, he overcomes his Yetzer Hara, v'nimlat ba'oz yiras Hashem ugon pachto, and he escapes through the power of the fear of Hashem and the greatness of that fear that he has for sinning. So we see that. How do you ever know when a person really means he doesn't want to do it again? There's only one real way. Let's see if it happens again. And do you do it or do you not do it? Obviously, what changed that a year ago, 2 years ago, you did this avera, and today you didn't do that avera? Obviously, a lot of changes went on inside of you that says, you know what, I've gone through the process, I've realized how wrong it was what I did, and now the reason I'm not doing it is because I understand it's wrong to do and I regret doing it, and all the 20 steps that I did before have made a change in me, and I'm not the same person who did the avera then. I'm not the same person now. So until the tshuva is really tested in the real battleground, you don't really know if the tshuva has worked. So it's obvious that you've got to be tested in that same situation and it'll work. And you don't have to worry. Most of the time, Hashem will give you many opportunities to be tested again in it. And unfortunately, most people fail again and again and again because they really haven't done the tshuva. you know, they could say they're real sorry, and then they just do it again. So obviously, you know, things haven't happened so well. I mean, if you make that mistake again, then how good was that tshuva? I mean, it's better than not trying to do tshuva, but ultimately, can we say you've been cleansed from this? Can we say it's not part of who you are? Can we say it's been totally expelled from your system? We can't. Because all those factors that brought you to do that avera are still there, then obviously you haven't done the right kind of tshuva. So of course the obvious question then becomes, what if the same situation does not come up in your life? It's possible that it does not come up in your life. So how will we ever know? So that's what Rabbeinu Yonah continues with. And he says a big kiddush, yes?
Why the example, or if it is an example, why with a woman? Why does he say this? Well, why did he choose this?
He's giving an example of a woman. He's giving an example because that is the strongest taiva and the strongest temptation that has to be overcome. You know, that is...
He was discussing before sins against Hashem, too.
No.
Hashem's name and...
That was for different types of averos. So there's averos that involve Chilul Hashem. Because we're talking about the avera, as we obviously see, especially this year, you know, all the it's the end of the year now, and all the news agencies and the sports agencies, they're reviewing, like, the top 10 this, the top 10 of the decade, it's the end of the decade, all these things. So like in the sports world, they're saying more important than the sporting events is how all these people in sports have been involved in very nefarious activities. Like, it's more of that than the actual sports that's going on this year. More so, they think, than the other year. Really, it's just come only that's been revealed. That's the only thing that's different. Right? But you see, this area in life, this taiva in life, is the most powerful taiva. So we pick the most powerful taiva. You have to be able to say no to that most powerful taiva for us to understand that you've done teshuva. I mean, there's other averos, and it applies to all of them, but what is, we're saying even the worst one,
right? That's bad.
Yeah, but in terms of your physical connection to it, right? A person who has done immoral acts, right? There's a certain, there's a lot inside the person that leads him to that. And there's a lot that has to get changed. It's a lot that has to get changed. And it's very, very difficult for a person who's made an error in that error. Usually if you fall in that area once, you're going to fall again and again and again. And it's very, very hard to get yourself out of it. That's why a multi-million, billion-dollar industry has been created from this. Right? You now have, unfortunately, even for Jewish people, you know, discreet rendezvous sites for people who are married, who don't want their marriages, don't want to go through the pain of a divorce, but they'll just make sure to have discreet affairs. And there's people now involved in promoting it on, you know, for Jews. The Jewish discreet site. Right? So now why? Because people can't get away from it. They just can't get away from it.
Your own
spouse isn't enough. So we'll have a discreet site. You know, you'll be able to do what you want to do, and it'll be no hassles, and everything will be fine. Right? It is the most powerful drive on the planet, and Rabbeinu Yonah is saying you have to be able to face that drive and walk away from it. That's why he picks that as the example. It's the prime example. Yeah.
Back to the point about testing whether you've done tshuva. I mean, shouldn't you endeavor to avoid?
Of course you have to endeavor. Okay, that's a good question. Of course you have to endeavor to avoid it, but Hashem will make sure, more often than not, that it'll come your way again to see that you have gotten rid of it. Now obviously to the degree that you endeavor to avoid it, that itself has said a lot.
That's positive. But then you never really know whether you...
Oh, so that's gonna be the next point. That comes to the next question. What if Hashem never tests you in it?
Or you avoid Hashem's test by somehow steering yourself away from a situation.
Okay, now if you're avoiding it, what are you saying though? You're saying I don't want to do it.
People say
I want to avoid seeing things I shouldn't see. So why haven't you thrown out the television?
Yeah.
Why haven't you thrown out the television? That means you really don't want to avoid it. If you really wanted to avoid it, you get rid of it. Why have you not got rid of it yet? Why? You could say a million things, but the end is, you know, I don't mind if I see it again. I'm not going to actively do it. I'm only going to look for the news. But on the way to find the news, guess what just came. But if you know that it just comes, why don't you do something about it? Right? So it means you have to not go there to begin with and get rid of it. So the fact you're getting rid of it and you're not bringing yourself there, that kind of says a lot. You don't put yourself back. But there could be times where someone said, with all your avoidance, guess what? I'm going to put you in a place where you don't have a choice. You're going to be confronted with it, and then you'll have to deal with it. More often than not, the people who don't work on it, Hashem will confront them with it again. Right? And then they'll fail again. You know? And sometimes it'll come the other way. But then, so what happens to a person who never has that situation? So now that's what Rabbeinu Yonah continues, and he says a big chiddush. And someone who never came to that situation again, he did shuv on it, but the situation never arose. Then Yosef Benashi Yiras Hashem Drayom Biyomo, he should add and increase fear of Hashem daily. Kocha Yasa Koyim, that's what he should do all the days. Bekasher Yachliv Kocha Yira Dei Kvosh Bakocha Ze Es Yitzro Umisas Mishola Ba'otzamatov At That's Otsama Taiva. So he says, when the power of fear is so built up to overcome it, and that you'll rule over that Taiva. But how will you know it? Hello, Bochen Libos Hu Yovin V'No Tzer Nafsho Hu Yeda, the one who Hashem who tests out people's hearts. Who knows what's in the depths of a heart. And the one who fashioned your soul, who knows everything. Hashem knows the truth. Hashem knows. Im yovel l'day nisun v'yagil yodo b'inyan harishon, yasel snafsho miyad yitzro. He knows that if the test would have come again, you would have not been involved in it. Now that's a big chiddush. But he v'inehu lifnei Hashem ha-madrego hel-yonah min ha-tshuva. For Hashem, that's the highest level of tshuva. That's what King Solomon said. Again, we already quoted that pasuk. But then it says, "Uveyiras Hashem sur meira," and with the fear of Hashem, he has departed from the evil. Perush, uveyiras Hashem la sur meira. He's had the fear of Hashem to depart from the evil. Im yisam, if it would come to him, not. And with fear of Hashem, he does go away from the evil, but he has the ability to go away from the evil, should it come. Umila sur makor. The word sur is a makor. It's the infinitive. Meaning to say, not that he will, but he's of the reality is that he is away from it. The yoid al perish is end. The proof that that's what it means, mashalomar visur. It doesn't say visur meira. It doesn't say, and with the fear of Hashem, and he turned away from the evil. Doesn't mean and he turned away. He's in a state of that he had, that if it should it come, he will never do that evil again. So that's a big Yiddish, because usually in Yiddishkeit, you know, you only get credit for what you do. Or what you don't do. If you're confronted and you stop, then we can give you, you know, Judaism is not a religion of what you feel and what you want, it's what you do. So did you actually stay away from it? No, I didn't actually stay away from it because you didn't bring it to me. I wasn't confronted. Here Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, now a person will never know. And that's why it's good to keep the sin before you at all times. Well, the principle we had before. So his word, did I do enough to stay away from it? What if I will be challenged with it again? I better have to give myself another dose of Yiras Hashem. And grow stronger and stronger. And a person may never know if he's totally... And that's why you have to always keep the sin before you. How do I know I've really cleaned it up? Maybe if I'll be tempted, I'll fall. So you have to keep the sin before you and say, you know what? I got to work harder because you never know. And you'll only know when it's too late. So you better make sure you've done what you can. But it is true. It is emes. Hashem will testify that he knows that you will not sin. Right, so you know that's a good way of explaining the apparent contradiction in the Rambam, where the Rambam in one place says that you have to go through the situation and pass it, and another place the Rambam says if you do tshuva to the point that Hashem can testify you won't do it again. So what? It seems to be two different things. You could say, yeah, it's two different scenarios. One where it came to you, one where it didn't come to you. That's the simplest way of taking care of the contradiction of the Rambam. So if Hashem will know. So how do I know if Hashem knows? You don't! So that's what he says. You have to constantly, right? He says, Yosef Benavsho, if to add into your life, fear of Hashem every day, all the days of your life. To a certain amount, okay, and the fact you stay away from it, and you're doing a good job of staying away from it, it's pretty indicative of how much you don't want it in your life. And then you have to pray to Hashem that, you know what, that I've reached the level that I won't be involved in anymore should it come again. Okay, person has an affair. You know, there's things you gotta do to stay away from that. You know, how did he have an affair the first time? Well, he had a very attractive secretary in the office. Why didn't you hire a not attractive one? So guess what he does? When he says he's going to do tshuva, he hires the most gross-looking person to be the secretary. Very efficient, but really not appealing to the eyes. Okay, he's done what he can. He makes sure never to be alone with any females. Whatever. He takes a lot of precautions. So it never came for him to do that again. Okay, so he's done what he can to do that. But he still has to really think about, well, what would I do if I would be alone? What would I really do? So then Hashem will be the final arbiter to understand that. There are going to be certain things in life we'll never know the final truth to that. Right? There seems to be a pasuk that contradicts this. Umashin emar sumrei rav asei tov. It says, stay away from evil and do good. Yirei Elokim v'somera, fear Hashem and stay away from evil. So it seems to be times you have to mamish stay away. And you know what does that mean? Shiyosu min hara, behisdam eliyot. You have to stay away from evil when it does present itself to you. Ki lo yomru amar sur min hamaisa, because it doesn't say stay away from an action, b'til asher yikrav lasoso, unless it came to you. So it says, when it says stay away from an action, it means it came to you. A rabbi of blessed memory said, Yashav lo avar aviv, if a person sits and does not transgress, nosim lo socher kais a mitzvah, give him the reward as if he did a mitzvah. To go in Shabbat, var aver li yodav and itzlomen. We're speaking of the case where an aver came to him and he was saved from doing it. In other words, there are certain times where Hashem brings the avera to your front door. And the fact that you do nothing is something to be rewarded for. Because there's a lot cooking inside of the person. When you are tempted with an aver, and Hashem knows that that's something that would tempt you. And it's something that you would like to think about. And you haven't totally removed it. And this is the time you're going to have to show him that you've totally removed it. So some of these you can be rewarded even though it appears you did nothing. But the effort it took for you to do nothing was a lot of effort. So sometimes Hashem will put the thing in front of you. So when it's in front of you, you've got to make the effort to resist and stay away from it. And there are other times where Hashem won't put it before you, but you have to be in a state where should it be put before you would stay away from it. So that's how it resolves all the different psukim. So obviously we make the best efforts to make sure we don't come to that situation ever again. And that is the biggest statement, how much you don't want to do it. And you pray to Hashem that He doesn't bring you to that situation. You do not want to be put in that situation. As we pray, don't bring me to the test. I don't want it because I don't want to fail. And maybe I'm a little too weak now. Maybe if I would come, I would fail. And I don't want to do this avir, and I'm weak. So I'm working on a lot of other things. Chesed, MS, hopefully over time, I'll be so strong. But I don't want to ever be tempted by it. And that's the level you really, and did you really reach it? Hashem will know. And since you're always in doubt, keep doing more tshuva. You could have certain averes always in your whole life. Think about it. You know, maybe I would do this aver again. I better be careful not to. Finally, the last of the... Yes, ma'am.
Is there anything about the Kiko Chesed Nemes, Chesed Nemes? Is there anything special about the mitzvah of being metachal and amaze, of taking care of a dead person that is unique, that could bring tshuva more readily?
Okay, it's a good point you're raising. It's this week's parsha, right? Chesed she'osim emes, the kindness with the mace, the kindness we do with the dead is the truest kindness. You're not expecting anything in return. That's a very good point, and that is chesed. No, that's a chesed. That's a chesed. That's an emes. Again, I've been going ahead in the Das Atzmacha. He says it's very, very hard for people to do real chesed. Because almost everybody's chesed is tainted by what am I going to get in return for it, so it's really not a chesed. And most of our actions are centered on our own selfish needs. And that's going back to the body. Only true altruistic chesed is something that comes from the soul. So what comes from the soul? Something where you're doing a kindness where you know you're not getting anything in return for it. When you really, that is the real, real chesed. So certainly you do a chesed shel emes. A chesed shel emes is the ultimate chesed and is the ultimate emes. So it's interesting. I mean, Rabbeinu Yonah talks about it as acts of chesed. So you're saying let this be an act of emes. I think he's talking about a different emes though. He's talking about an emes where you're promoting the emes in the world. That undoes Chil Hashem. If it's a clandestine emes, then it can't undo the Chil Hashem. You know, to that extent that others knew about it and it was a public Chil Hashem. Maybe a private Chil Hashem will work. There's two different kinds of Chil Hashem, right? There's a public Chil Hashem, there's a private Chil Hashem. Chil Hashem means you're acting as if God's not there. Now, are you doing it in front of people? You're not doing it in front of people. Okay, so when you're taking care of the dead that way, I wouldn't call that a public act. It's a private act. So it might be good to clean out your private Chil Hashems, but not your public Chil Hashems. That might help. It's an interesting question. Okay, Nun Ha'ikar Esrim, what's the 20th principle? Lahashi Rabi Me'avon Kashir Tagir Yado. To return people away from sin to the degree that it's possible. Stop others from sinning. Shinamar, as it says, Shuvu, return, Vahashivu Mikol Pishechem, and bring back others from all their sins. Labmadu, we learn from that, Kizem Mikar Shuvu. This is like one of the principles of Shuvu as well. Venemar, it says, Ocheach Techies Amisecha. You shall surely rebuke your fellow Jew, and don't carry a sin. Lamad, and we learn from this, Ki'im lo yachin, and what if you don't rebuke him? You get punished. Rebuke him so you won't get punished. And the other pshat him too. Don't rebuke him in a way that you'll hurt his feelings, and that's also a sin. But the simple pshat is rebuke him so you won't sin. If I don't rebuke him, that's a sin. V'david olav hasham omar, b'mizmor hatshuva. David in that capital 51. Says, that talks about Shuvah. He says, Alam da poshim drachach, I will teach the sinners your way, v'chatoim elecha yeshuvah, and the sinners will return back to you. So what's this aspect? Why this 20th? What's this 20th doing? Because what you really are now is you're acting as an ambassador for Hashem. You're acting as if you're in Hashem's cabinet. That after I've returned and I recognize my mistake and I've been committed to what Hashem wants, it's not only that I've been committed to what Hashem wants, but I want that everybody else should be committed to what Hashem wants. If you really love Hashem and you really respect Hashem, then you know what? You really don't like to see anybody hurting Hashem. So you're going to do whatever you can to make sure nobody else is doing these same averus, right? When you do something wrong, not only is there something, you know, wrong what you did, but there's also a lack of identification with Hashem's will. It's a lack of identification with Hashem's will, right? You know, I'm not a subject of God's realm. I don't feel I have a commitment to serve Hashem. So tshuva requires the person to root out from his entire system the negative effect of the particular wrongdoing. And this 20th point is saying is now, before I was saying I was not a subject of Hashem, now I'm saying I am a subject of Hashem. To such extent, I'm going to make sure that other people are not going to do that avera. Okay, and that's the 20 steps. The last capital is only saying there's other things we have to worry about, but that's beyond what we're dealing with now. But just, you know, one last point, just to finish it off. Sorry, the Shulchan Aruch says in the laws of Yom Kippur, Shulchan Aruch says, Yom Kippur ein mechaper ela el hashavim hamaminim bechaparaso. Yom Kippur does not bring atonement unless people believe that it's possible. Aval, Hamavoyed po, but a person who kicks at it, right? Umachashu believe on, he thinks in his heart, Mamo ilo, Yom Kippur, what will Yom Kippur help? Ain't a machaperlo, it won't bring atonement. In other words, the only way Yom Kippur really will help, if you really believe tshuva helps. And after reading all these 20 steps, you may say this is beyond what I'm capable of doing. But a person has to really say, you know, I really believe that I can do tshuva, and I believe that tshuva can change things, and I believe there's a power beyond what I thought could exist that could make sure that I won't do that again. If you really believe it and do the work that's necessary, then Hashem will help you that you will achieve that tshuva. So God willing, Hashem, in the schus of going through the first section of the Shari Tshuva, Hashem should give us that confidence and that strength and power to be able to succeed in doing tshuva. Amen.
Amen.
All right, so next Friday we will begin learning the introductions to the introductions to the introductions to the time.